New Song Baptist Church in Lafayette.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this town. We just rolled in. We've been through here a long time ago, but I'm not familiar with the area around here. So,
did you know Bruce Perot?
No. Okay. I don't know anybody. I'm not from here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not from around here.
He was
here.
From New York.
Is your email on here?
My business email.
Yeah, I'll email you. I'll email you. I'd love to talk to you about the things of God, about the gospel, and about the state of the church today, and about the state of the culture. I'd love to talk to you about
this. This is the pariah of the modern church.
What does that mean?
Pariah means disease.
Right, yeah.
They consider this the modern disease. If you preach the gospel
on the
church, they treat you like you're a disease. They don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Most people don't understand that you take the word preach. That's my wife, Debbie. You take the word preach, and it means a public crier.
Amen.
It doesn't mean a guy behind a wooden box.
Amen.
And yeah, the church has been molded by the pagan Roman Catholics and the evangelicals, and they're keeping a bunch of false ways. And Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth. That's why I want to email you and talk to you. What's your first name?
Greg.
I'm James. So
nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thank you for stopping. We're just getting ready to fly some gospel signs. We rolled into town.
Mark Pody is a Christian man.
Yeah.
Okay. He is, and he's a state senator.
Mm-hmm.
And he fights the sodomites tooth and nail. And they fight him in the parking lot in Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay. So
perversion is definitely a problem in the culture.
Yes.
But can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
You talked about the modern church. I think you mentioned about, they don't like street preachers, and I think that's a problem with the modern church too, though, is I think the overemphasizing of some sins and ignoring the other. Can I give you an example?
I agree with you.
Let me give you an example. So you just mentioned that the sodomites, and I agree, homosexuality is a sin. I agree with it.
Right.
All this perversion is a sin. The Bible says it. But the Bible calls it an abomination in the Old Testament. And now I run into a lot of street preachers, and they tell me, yeah, those sodomites are an abomination. And I go, okay, that's what it says. But then I ask them, what church do you belong to? And they tell me what church they belong to. And I may look it up, and it's a modern church. I call it churchianity. And the people there are just like the culture. Hear me out now.
Okay.
They're just like the culture. They live like the culture. They're watching Netflix, sports.
You're right.
They're into politics. Ready? They're into the cultural dress, pride, vanity, makeup, jewelry.
Yes.
And then I say to the preacher, do you know what else is an abomination to God?
Right.
They look at me and they
go, ways of the world.
A proud look.
Yes, sir.
So you get these street preachers, and their wife is with them, and their wife has, and them, but their wife has makeup, done up hair, jewelry, showing her body off. He's not dressed biblically either. And why do people do that? It's a proud look. They want to look good. Do you know Proverbs 6:17 says,
tell me,
that's an abomination unto God.
A proud look.
So anything that we put on our bodies.
I agree.
Man, I look good.
Yes, sir.
Hey, honey, put some makeup on. You look better.
Yes,
jewelry.
Sir.
I look. Oh, man, the suit coat makes me look good. God, that's an abomination to God. And along with lying tongue.
Yes.
Those who cause division among the brethren.
Yes,
which
sir.
Division among the brethren is not me standing out. We just stood outside a church and called them out. I'm not the divisive one. You know who the divisive one is? They are. Because Romans 16:17 says, mark those who cause division
among you
by leaving sound doctrine.
Yes.
They've left the sound doctrine. They call me divisive, and I go, no. I'm just standing on the Bible, the Word of God, the first century body. You've left it. Ready? For pagan Christmas.
Amen.
This is a Roman Catholic holiday.
I agree.
For Good Friday and Easter Sunday that are lies.
I agree.
Jesus didn't die on Friday. Rise on Sunday. He died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest. So when I hear people talk about abominations, I always like to make sure that everybody understands that, sodomy is an abomination. So is a lying tongue. So is a proud look. I used to be a bodybuilder. I know all about proud looks.
Let me tell you the truth about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm halfway where you are. Okay?
Halfway.
Does that make sense?
Praise God, you're on the way.
I'm on the way.
Yeah. You're probably going to lose your your Baptist pastory, because not many people are going to make this full journey.
I understand.
If you got 50 people in your church and you start teaching the doctrines of God, if you got one or two left, you'll be fortunate.
I agree.
So you and I should email. We should talk. This is a good thing.
I agree.
Because there's a much deeper level to go than the Sunday church systems. Sunday's not even the Lord's Day.
We'll talk about
it. It's not even the Lord's Day. The Bible doesn't teach that.
Okay.
So I have all that on my website, but I'd love to. Yeah, man, I'd love
Thank you.
Thank you. Lots of times Baptist pastors reject me as soon as I challenge.
Don't.
Good.
I
appreciate that.
I don't reject you.
I'm going to email you tonight.
And I appreciate your wife's demeanor.
Yeah, she's quiet.
God
she
bless.
Listens. She loves to listen to two men talk about the things of God. You know how many times I have feminist women attacking me? Verbally they want to get... And I go, hey, I thought women are supposed to be quiet when men talk. Now, my wife knows the gospel. She knows how to share it with people. She helps me in ministry, but she also knows we all have our place.
Mm-hmm.
We all have our place. And so my place is here, her place is there, your place is there. So we got to make sure that we're keeping the ordinances of God.
The order of God.
Yeah, and the order. Ordinances and the order.
God's order is very important.
It is. It is. And that's what we're trying to get back to.
We're to be patternists.
Amen.
Not unbiblical names.
Yeah.
Because the Bible uses the word pattern.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you go back to the first century and all these man-made religions, they're all made of man. So
right.
I'm going to email you.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping. God be praised.
God take care of you today.
Thank you, sir.
If you go to jail, call me. Okay? I've been there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for the offer.